self-fulfilling prophecies. The idea is an obvious one. If you say something is going to happen, if you prophesy about the future, that in some ways makes that thing more likely to happen. It is self-fulfilling. As soon as people hear, for example, that you are going to have a future trade war with some country, with China or whatever, then people start gearing up, they start taking decisions in the light of that expectation and prophecy, and then that prophecy will lead to the outcome you prophesied. So you say, well, my prophecy was right, look. But it's the making of the prophecy that made it right. It wasn't innate in the world. An extreme example is war. If you start prophesying that you are going to fight against someone, and that means you then start arming yourself, your enemy sees you arming, they start arming, and so the self-prophecies around war or confrontation are likely to lead to the outcome. And that's why they're very dangerous. We have to be very careful when we listen to the news and other people, when they say, oh, well, this is bound to happen. It's not bound to happen at all. It's the saying of it's bound to happen, which is going to push it that way. And that's a kind of trap which we fall into. And we constantly have to push against it. The self-prophecies are often depressing and pessimistic. We are bound to have 2% global warming. We are bound to have floods and whatever, famines and so on. Not at all. We are free. And if we raise our expectations, if we prophesy optimistic goals, then also they can be achieved. In my late life now, I have to remember this all the time because people prophesy for me and I prophesy for myself that at the age of 80, I'm not going to do anything more, basically. I'm just going to sit and read the newspaper and potter around in the garden. My life is over. And there's part of me which thinks, oh, well, you know, I better stop trying to achieve these other things like writing more books or making new friendships or traveling long distances because I'm getting old. The other part of me thinks, well, no, why not assume that I will go on unless something happens for another 10, 15 years with an active mental life, that I can travel anywhere I want in the world, that I can have as many friends as I want in the world. Why not make those optimistic prophecies? And then they may also be self-fulfilling. And so it's controlling the prophecies, both at a personal level in your life, thinking of positive things that could be the outcomes, and then monitoring and watching and not believing the dire and depressing prophecies that are made on our behalf by our so-called rulers and leaders and opinion formers. Those also can be affected by our attitude to them. If we say, well, why? Why should we assume that we're going to have a war or trade embargoes with so-and-so? Why not collaborate and cooperate or do something else? So self-fulfilling prophecies depend largely on assertion, on power relations, not on necessarily on any information of any value about how things are, how they have been, and how they will be. They are often conjured out of the air as a part of a political strategy, and so they are a very powerful tool to subdue us to the will of certain people in whose interests it may well be that this prophecy becomes self-fulfilled. Thank you.